Hello, my name is Penina Bernstein. Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Chavakuk Perek Bet. We are picking up from where we left off yesterday, where Chavakuk questions Hashem in many different ways as to how exactly the wicked can prosper and the righteous can suffer. The parak we will learn today details Hashem's response to Chavakuk's claims, his accusations against Hashem. Our parak begins with Chavakuk stating that he is awaiting a response from Hashem about his questions regarding how evil can be successful in the world. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, says, Al mishmartai e'emuda ve'et yatzva al matzor ve'atzapel lir'ot ma'idaber bi u'ma'ashiv al tochuchotai. I will stand on my watch, take up my station at the post, and wait to see what he will say to me, what he will reply to my complaint. Rashi, commenting on this verse, explains that Chavakuk actually drew a circle in the ground and said to Hashem, I am not leaving the circle until I receive a response. Hashem responds to the persistence of Chavakuk by instructing him in verse 2 to record the prophecy that he is about to receive onto tablets, luchos, so that those who want to know the prophecy will be able to read it quickly. The Malbim, commenting on this verse, explains that Hashem is about to reveal to Chavakuk that the Babylonians will ultimately fail in their endeavors, but that Hashem will not reveal to him when this failure will happen. Therefore, Hashem wants Chavakuk to write down the prophecy so that it is preserved for others to learn and read after him. Subsequent to this, in Psukim Gimel through Hay, verses 3 through 5, Hashem responds to Chavakuk by stating that there is justice in the world, but that one has to wait patiently in order to see it clearly. Hashem tells Chavakuk that while Chavakuk will not know when this justice will come, there will be another vision that will contain a set time as to when the justice will happen in the world. This prophecy, the commentators share, will be given by Yirmiyahu HaNavi. Rashi specifically explains that this is a reference to the prophecy in Yirmiyahu Perek Chavtet, chapter 29, Pasuk Yud, verse 10, where Yirmiyahu says, Lefi mal'ot lebavel shivim shana, for at the completion of 70 years of Babylon. This reference puts a timestamp on when Babylonia will fail and in turn tells us when the justice will come to Babylonia and to the world. Verse 4, Pasuk Dalet, is Hashem's explicit statement to Chavakuk that there is justice in the world, stating that Hine afula lo yashra nafsho bo, v'tzadik be'emunato yichya. Behold, his soul is puffed up, it is not upright in him, but the righteous shall live by his faith. Radak explains that the opening phrase of this pasuk, behold, his soul is puffed up, is a reference to the fact that the wicked are haughty, that they do not have faith in Hashem and are not concerned about the fact that bad may be done to them due to their actions. The other half of this verse, however, a righteous person will live by his faith, is a reference to the fact that righteous people have different beliefs. They trust and fear Hashem, which ultimately leads to their success. Radak explains that this perspective is what will lead to the return of the Jewish people from exile during the times of Koresh the king. Malbim explains that Pasuk Hay continues this idea, focusing specifically on Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylonia, and the process through which his downfall will come. According to Radak, Pasuk Hay, verse 5, references the fact that while wine is treacherous, the haughty individual will not mind, and that is ultimately what will lead to his downfall. Radak says that due to the fact that Nebuchadnezzar will be like a drunkard, acting without thought, acting quickly and inflicting punishment, without any type of process, he, Nebuchadnezzar, will ultimately come to destruction and death. Following these psukim, the rest of the parak can be broken into six sections, according to the Sefer Dat Mikra, written by Menachem Bola. Linguistically, if one were to look at these sections, one would be able to divide up these sections using the first word of five out of the six sections. Each of the five of the six sections that we will learn in the rest of the parak opens up with the word hoy. The word hoy is an opening to any verse that describes despair or mourning. Isaiah the prophet uses this term, Yeshayahu Anavi uses this term as well in his third verse of his Sefer when describing in Yeshayahu Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet the vast number of sins that Bnei Yisrael have committed. Yeshayahu begins with the phrase, Hoy Goy Chote, behold a sinning nation. So let us begin with the first of these six sections. Psukim Vav through Chet, verses 6 through 8, begin a song of mockery that the nations that the Babylonians have conquered will sing to Babylonia ultimately. In addition, it teaches that the Babylonians will have to return all that they have taken from the nations they have conquered. Using the parable of someone that has taken interest, Pasuk Zion, verse 7, explains that one day Babylonia's creditors will rise up against them. Namely, the nations that they conquered will be compared to creditors and will rise up against them, and that Babylonia will be required to return all of the possessions that they took from these nations. Says the Pasuk, Ki ata shaluta goyim rabim yishalucha kul yeter amim. In many ways, this idea flashes us back to the time of the Exodus from Egypt, where Bnei Yisrael left with many possessions, including the ones that the Egyptians had taken from them initially. Verses Tet and Yud, Psukim 9 and 10, describe that bad will come onto the Babylonians. One example described in Pasuk Tet, as explained by Radak, is that Nebuchadnezzar built a very large castle, stealing from the nations that he conquered in order to protect himself in this large castle. And that ultimately, this house will not protect him from the bad that will come. Says the Pasuk, Hoy Botzaya Batza, Ra Lebeito Lasumba Marom Kino, Lahatzel, Lihinatzel Mikafra. Oh, you who have acquired gains to the detriment of your own house, who have destroyed many peoples in order to set your nest on high to escape disaster. Psukim Yud Aleph and Yubet continue with this idea, as the items that were taken and perhaps even stolen from the other nations for Babylonia, namely the trees and the stones, begin to cry out, begin to testify against Babylonia. As the Pasuk says, Ki even makir tizak v'kafitz kafis ma'at ya'anena. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the beam of out of the timber shall answer it. According to Metzudat David, these stones and trees will testify that they have been stolen, and Nebuchadnezzar has built his castle with blood, namely that he has built his cities with the stolen items of the nations that he conquered. Our parak continues with Psukim Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, which Dat Mikra explains is actually a prophecy contained within this song of mockery. He emphasizes that all of the efforts of the Babylonians will be for naught, because everyone will ultimately recognize Hashem. Ki temalei ha'aretz ladata kivod Hashem kamayim mechasu al yam. Says Pasuk Yud Gimel, for the earth shall be filled with awe for the glory of Hashem as water covers the sea. The wide range of acceptance of Hashem as Hashem is compared to the extensive water that exists in the world is expressed in this Pasuk. In addition, Radak explains that not only will the nations of the world know about the existence of Hashem, but rather everyone will understand that Hashem is the one responsible for the downfall of Nebuchadnezzar in Babylonia. This knowledge will be extensive, and all of the nations of the world will accept this knowledge. The fifth section from the song, section 5, Psukim Tetvav through Yudchet, verses 15 through 18, expresses the idea that the Babylonians will also receive bad because they trusted in other gods. As Pasuk Yud Zayin, verse 17 says, Ki chamas levanon yichasecha, v'shod behemo yichatan midmei adam. For the lawlessness against Lebanon shall cover you, the destruction of beasts shall overwhelm you. Rashi explains that Levanon refers to the Beit HaMikdash, explaining the verse as, due to the harm that you caused to the Beit HaMikdash, lawlessness will come back to you. The concept of Mida Kenegan Mida is applied here, that due to the fact that they harmed Bnei Yisrael with lawlessness, that they acted in wicked ways, that wickedness, that destruction, that devastation will come back to them. Perek Bet concludes the six sections in Psukim, Yudtet, and Chaf, verses 19 and 20, with the promise that due to the fact that idols don't have substance, those who pray to idols will not be helped. In addition, the parak concludes with Pasuk Chaf, V'Hashem beheichal kadsho has mipanav kol ha'aretz. ending this chapter with the idea that Hashem, due to his greatness, Hashem beheichal kadsho, Hashem in his holy place, hasmi panav kol ha'aretz, he silences the world. The Radak explains that the silence of Bnei Yisrael is due to the feelings of awe and comfort in knowing that Hashem has saved them and is involved in all elements of their lives. The Maharikra offers another approach, sharing that the silence is a reference to the fact that no longer will Bnei Yisrael have to worry about the other nations of the world bothering them and providing them with struggles, because Hashem is going to be taking care of them much more closely. And so today's para concludes with the idea that Bnei Yisrael will ultimately receive justice, referenced in the fact that Hashem will silence the land, allowing them to feel comfort, closeness, and connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that they won't have to worry about the other nations of the world coming to harm them. In today's parak, we have learned together the prophecy that Chavakuk receives as a response to his questions in parak Aleph. It contains the promise that judgment of the wicked will ultimately come and extensively describes how this will happen, specifically to Babylonia. As we live in a time where the state of Israel is often challenged and Jews in the world are very often subject to anti-Semitism, may we be zocha to see similar things described in this parak in our days, of a time where Hashem's presence is manifest in the world and where our enemies and those who wish to harm us are given what they deserve. Tomorrow, we will have the privilege of learning together Chavakuk's response to the nevuah that he has been given in Perek Bet. Thank you for studying together L'Iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.